Health. Kiambu Governor Kamani Wamatangi on Tuesday announced a waiver of hospital bills for 60 patients at Thika Level 5 hospital totaling over ₦4 million. The governor issued an executive order directing the hospital to discharge the patients, some of whom had been admitted for a period of more than 6 months. 24 patients were discharged on Tuesday afternoon, while the remaining awaited their release as the hospital management finalized logistics and assessed all eligible cases. Speaking during the discharge of the first group of beneficiaries, Thika Municipal Board Manager Mr. Gathi Kanyi emphasized that patients who are detained in health facilities significantly contribute to the congestion, particularly at Thika Level 5 Hospital, which serves several counties. While it is widely recognized that government hospitals operate as non-profit entities, these hospitals still face significant expenses in treating patients, and it is anticipated that patients will reimburse these costs after receiving care, explained Mr. Kanyi. Governor Wamatangi during a visit to Thika Level 5 Hospital where he announced a waiver for hospital bills for 60 patients amounting to ₦4 million. The patients were being held at the hospital, some for as long as 6 months, after being discharged, because they were unable to clear their bills. I strongly encourage the beneficiaries of the waiver to register with the new Social Health Authority, SHA, and participate in the Kiambu Afya Health Plan, known as Wamatangi Care. This will provide improved medical coverage financed by the county government, helping to ensure that they can avoid unnecessary medical expenses in the future, he said. He highlighted that the new scheme was comprehensive and would alleviate the financial burden of healthcare costs on families as it had been implemented in Level 2, 3, 4, and 5 hospitals, ensuring that patients receive the necessary care without being denied treatment due to financial constraints. In an interview with KNA, Wanjiru Mwangi, a recipient of the waiver, said that she had been held at the hospital for 4 months after giving birth due to her inability to pay the medical bills. I found myself in a difficult situation after giving birth. I had planned for a natural delivery, but complications forced me to have a cesarean section, which I hadn't prepared for financially. I'm thankful to the governor for his generosity in letting me return home to be with my family, she shared. Governor Wamatangi highlighted his administration's dedication to enhancing medical services in the county, with a focus on easing the financial strain of medical bills on patients and their families during these challenging economic times.